Guzman decides to take his shirt off, then later resigns. What's up with that controversy? In the meantime, Egypt. They're protesting, but geez, it's not as violent. Will Mubarak actually step aside, or are we going to be talking about this for 2, 3, 4 months down the road? And geez, before you know it, there's that transition because we're back to elections in September. A lot of opinions flying out there, and we're going to get to those. It was breaking bread in Washington, the Republicans with the president. Will anything actually come of this meeting so far? The new Speaker of the House and the president are kind of trying to play nice. Some details on that around the bend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, once again, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Remember, you can always be a part of this hour of the show by jingling up the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Get ready, smokers. In the next segment, your hair's going to catch on fire, and you're probably going to want to light up that tone line. Or at least shoot me an email with your thoughts at americatonight.net. Or do the chat thing on Pal Talk if you go to americatonight.net. All roads lead through that website. So whatever it is you want to do, Twitter, Facebook, chat, any of that, just go to americatonight.net. I keep getting that question. How come not .com? Because somebody took it. americatonight.net. It's not that difficult. And this is a smart audience. Wherever you're listening to me, very smart people listen to this show. I'm convinced of it. So right from the start, let's talk about the controversy with the shirtless congressman. Yep, here's the deal. He's married from New York. Am I giving you some clues here? He decided to get involved with Craigslist. There was his mistake, and decided to send a photo to a woman on Craigslist, and then the rest is history. So here's the scoop. It's Congressman Chris Lee, and it's really Western New York that he represents, Buffalo, Rochester. He's into his second term. He was reelected in November. Pretty popular. People liked him. He's a good fundraiser, from what I understand. And he's a decent-looking enough guy. But he has, it's sort of like, it's like two sides of the coin. You know, you have the traditional photo in your mind of the suit and the red tie. Everybody in Washington, it's like red ties still. So the red tie and the suit and the American flag in the background. Then you have this other thing where he's got his shirt off and he's got some muscles. And he says to the woman that he's sending his photo to, "I'm a very fit, fun, classy guy." Oh, that's classy. 6 feet, 190 pounds, blonde and blue eyes. And he didn't wait around. This congressman didn't decide that he was going to do a mea culpa and throw himself on the mercy of everyone and have a bunch of news conferences and try to hang on to his seat. He just resigned. Once the story broke, it was all over the internet, went viral, baby, like that. That's the world we live in. So once that came out, that he was sending this, he sent this photo to this single 34-year-old woman, that put an end to it. It was in that women for men section of Craigslist personals. That was it. And once he replied, his next reply was, "I'm out of here." He resigned. It didn't take long. Before everyone ran off to dinner, he had resigned by the end of the day. So he is married. He has a son with his wife. He's 46 years old. And I actually saw, and I'm sure you can get this anywhere on the internet, saw a copy of the note he sent. And what the woman wrote in the section of Craigslist is, well, I thought they were getting away from some of the stuff they were doing. Anyway, in the section it says, "Will someone prove to me that I don't, that all men don't look like toads? All something men don't look like toads." And he writes back, Hope I'm Not a Toad, and what I just told you, fun, classy guy, live in Capitol Hill area. And plus he lied about his age. He said he was 39. I didn't even catch that the first time around. He said he was a 39-year-old lobbyist, and he promised not to disappoint. So she kind of flirted back with him. She's a government employee from Maryland, and she, of course, didn't want to be identified once this whole thing broke out. But he resigned, needless to say. They'll be looking for somebody else to represent. They went back and forth a little bit. He sent the photo, and I got to post the photo. You have to see the photo, and you have to see the two different sides of this guy, too. Don't you love that? He lied about his age. Oh, yeah, a lobbyist. He might be a lobbyist now, but he's not a lobbyist. He's a congressman. All right, on to something. You might have some thoughts on that, too, by the way. But let's talk about Egypt for a second. So far, the revolutionaries, I'm going to call them, the protesters who want democratic elections, in other words, they want to have a say in their elections, they're not backing down. It's more peaceful, but they're not leaving the square. They have tents up, and there are even a lot of younger kids involved. You think of the unemployment in Egypt, and it's pretty high, 25 and under. I've talked about those numbers before. So the White House officially, Robert Gibbs is still around. He's almost done as the White House spokesperson, but he had this to say, as the official mouthpiece, he had this to say about Egypt.
It is clear, as the president has said, that Egypt is not going back to where it was. Nobody believes that. If there's some notion on the government side that you can put the genie back in this bottle, I think that's gone a long time ago.
Yeah, you cannot put this back in the bottle. There's no way. It's only a question of where do they move. It's the same thing, and I hate to sound like a broken record. It's the same thing we keep saying. We can talk about all the possibilities, and we've done that, but until something happens definitively, as long as there's this kind of like sort of standoff thing, and the United States is not jumping in to say this is who you have to pick, at least not publicly, they might be maneuvering, the government's maneuvering behind the scenes along with some other people, but not publicly. It's really a question of, can this crowd outlast Mubarak? That's really what it is. Is Mubarak, how do you give him the boot? And the army, it's the army, it's the fight for the army. Whoever wins the army wins the battle, because so go the soldiers, like we were talking to Jack Rice on our last show. Where the soldiers go, that's where this play is made. And if it slides more toward the protesters, then Mubarak will have to be out. I can't imagine he wouldn't be. But if they just don't stay, and they're eventually tired of doing this and pull away from it, and I don't think they will. I initially thought they would, but I don't think they will because of the unemployment factor. Most of them are unemployed. A lot of them are unemployed. They have time. They have time to burn. They're burning time. They're there in the tents and all that sort of stuff, so they can maybe outlast the situation. But the end, we do not know the last chapter of this. Certainly don't. All right, coming up on the flip side, smoking lunacy.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
To be hacked off in just a second. But right before I get you hacked off, I have to kind of wrap up the whole lunch thing because I didn't get to that. I have no idea what they served. I tried to find out. I heard sandwiches. That's all my buddy could find out. I'm like, sandwiches? What is that? What does that mean? That could be anything. Where they gave the Republicans a bunch of bologna sandwiches when they showed up to the White House to meet with the president. Is that what happened? There was a meeting, though, and it included John Boehner. I can imagine that the conversation, I was led to believe, had something to do, a little bit, with the budget. Don't know any of the specifics about that, and not much was released on it. In fact, here's what John Boehner had to say about the lunch meeting.
Whether it's education, whether it's tax policy, whether it's trade, or even cutting spending, I think we can find common ground and show the American people that we're able to work together. We need to cut spending. We need to stop unnecessary regulation that's hampering small businesses' ability to hire people.
Okay, so this is the same mantra. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. Cut spending, cut spending, cut spending, cut spending, cut spending. I mean, I hear it in my sleep. Cut spending. So, yes, it has to happen. $3 billion sucked out of the government. That's what the Republicans are calling for. And the elimination of probably about 60 or so, give or take, federal programs. That means education, the environment, law enforcement, that kind of thing. I might have told this story So I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but this is true. I have a very good friend who worked for the government for 25 years and just recently retired. And in our conversations, she told me an interesting thing, working for the IRS and also working in a couple of other areas for the government, realizing, moving up through the pay grades and whatever, the duplication processes in the government are ridiculous. And what she said to me is, if they did a real audit of most of these government agencies, boy, a lot of people would be out of work because there's massive duplication in jobs. It's all this crazy paperwork that we get tied up in. It's like the tax code. Remember the cry to change the tax code? There's a reason for that. Because if you have money, you're going to get a really good tax attorney and you're going to get a decent check back, or you're going to save money, or you're not going to owe a whole bunch of money. Because you have the attorney who knows the tax laws inside and out and can get you the refund legitimately, knows what to put down, knows how to understand the tax code. Whereas the average person, good luck trying to figure out the deductibles, in other words. I'm not saying the average thing, crazy things, different things that you might have done, whether it's with heating, installation even. I know people that have struggled with that. It's just not black and white. Okay, fill this out. Here's what I did. Here's the money amount. It's much more difficult. They make it like a puzzle, but it's a puzzle with 10,000 pieces, and you have to have so much time to go through it. The person with the money and the person that gets the tax attorney can break it down much easier. So we know, cuts, cuts, cuts. And that's what was discussed. The where can we cut? I think that more, he wasn't letting on so much about that, just broad strokes. But I think that that's what they're talking about. They're trying to figure out, okay, what can we live with? And, geez, maybe we can all agree on this. Okay, you're not going to like this. If you smoke, trying to wean yourself off the cigarettes like the president, just smoke a little bit, smoke a lot. Regardless, in New York, they are banning smoking, like at Central Park, any of the parks, any of the beaches. Meaning you can't be standing on the boardwalk smoking a cigarette. They can fine you. So now in Boston, they're doing the same thing. Boston, two city councilors are considering a similar proposal to New York. You can't smoke in public. Forget it. You can't smoke in the public parks. There's a lot of great public parks in Boston, just like in New York. And beaches, you can't do it. The main councilman who's pushing this is a guy named Sal LaMattina. And he filed an order for a public hearing on this proposal. He's got asthma, and he's been working with Boston's asthma task force. Since it passed in New York City, they think they might be able to get it passed in Boston. And what they're saying is, we're concerned about secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke kills. Why can't we go to a park or a beach or a public space that is smoke-free? I don't smoke. But the problem with this is, think about it. Tell us how to eat. Tell us how to dress. Tell us that we can't smoke unless we're in our house sitting there with the ashtray. I don't know. It's ridiculous because you can't, I don't think that you can legislate this. And I'm not a smoker. And I really wouldn't want to be sitting next to two people on a bench where they were blowing smoke in my face. So I could easily be on the other side of the argument and say, ugh, I hate cigarette smoke. It does nothing for me. I don't want my sweater to smell like smoke. But I got to stick up for the smokers. Because at some point you have to say, yeah, you know, I can't keep telling us this kind of stuff. With all the problems we have, and now this is just Boston. And I know there's people that are going to say, oh, lady, are you kidding me? What a great idea. What a great idea why should people suck in that smoke? Why should they do it? Ban it all. But they would allow, this is the interesting thing. So they would allow smoking on public sidewalks. You know what's going to happen. you're not going to be able to breathe. You're going to have to wear oxygen masks when you walk down the sidewalks because so many people are just going to be crammed on the real estate on the sidewalks, particularly in some busy areas. I guess there's going to be no place for them to smoke. So it's like one of those freedoms that I don't think should be banned. I don't think that should happen. We don't want to go down this path of all of a sudden, here's your, we're going to tax all your food, sin tax. We don't like it. A sin tax on the salts because you're eating too many of the Doritos, the salty foods. So we're going to have a chip tax on you. We got the smoking thing. We don't want that either. There's other things I think that affect people in the city a little bit more. The cell phone thing. And, you know, you can make the same argument for that. Well, it's my cell phone. I was talking about. But you're in a car driving where other people could be affected by you. You could kill them or hurt them or whatever. And certainly cause much more damage to whatever road you're on, whatever city you're in. I think that's a bigger offense and should be pushed than the secondhand smoke. You might think I'm all wet on this. You might think, you know, listen. Smoking is not good. Why would you stick up for a smoker? Why would you stick up for anyone with a secondhand smoke? It doesn't make any sense. Let's go to Paula in Kansas. Hey, Paula.
Hey, how are you?
What do you think, Paula? Do you think that they need to leave the cigarette thing alone as far as the parks are concerned and the beaches?
Definitely. I am a smoker, but I'm a respectable smoker.
Thank you.
And I don't believe you're exactly right with the legislation. And if they want to raise taxes, then they need to tax something that everybody uses.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as I'm concerned, I feel it's discrimination to tax smokers or tax alcohol. Not everybody smokes, not everybody drinks alcohol, but we all have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And I don't like, you know, smelling cigarette smoke and this and that. And if I haven't smoked and somebody is around me, I can tell it in a New York minute.
Sure, so you're not trying to blow the smoke in their face. Like you said, you're a respectable... You're respectful of the space around you and the people who don't smoke.
Yes, and even people that come to my home and cannot handle cigarette smoke, I don't smoke around them.
Yeah, there you go. See, it just makes too much sense, Paula, that's the thing. But I agree. Thanks for the call. I don't think that it's fair to do this. I don't think it was a good thing to do in New York. I don't think it's a good thing to do in Boston. And frankly, you know, beaches, you have more wide open spaces, and there are places that you could go where you would, if you're like Paula, you're not going to be blowing smoke in people's faces. Now, on the sidewalks, even though they're big city sidewalks, boy, you start to crowd around outside of those buildings, and it'll be like a smoke tunnel. It'll be crazy. More on that coming up.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America. You can hit me up on chat, email americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. Too harsh for banning people from smoking in New York and the public parks, which in New York, giant city, especially Manhattan, if you think about it, parks is the thing. I see people smoking in the park. I have to say, I was just in New York and in December. There were people smoking. Nobody was rude about the smoke, though. Honestly, nobody was rude. There were some people smoking, there are plenty of people that weren't, but there's a lot enough space. And I was in the park. I was in a park twice. Once was in Central Park and once was in Bryant Park. And I didn't see that it was a problem. I'm not a smoker. So you might think I would have the opposite opinion. I think it'd be, to me, it'd be more of a pain if you had a giant gathering outside on the sidewalk all at one time. You have a building just emptying out, people taking different smoke breaks, I guess. I don't know. I don't like the idea of banning smoking at the beaches and on the parks, because I think there's enough places you can go where it doesn't have to be a big deal. Some of the people in the chat have weighed in on this, and I think they're taking a much different approach than I am, at least some of them anyway, saying that they don't, some of them saying they don't like smoke, that there's nothing worse. Jack from Down Under says there's nothing worse than walking behind somebody smoking as he's walking along, so he doesn't like it. But here's the thing. It's like hotels. This hotel that I stayed in, it must have been in D.C., the last hotel that I was in, and it was in New York. You had to sign this little piece of paper that said you would not smoke, because if you did smoke, they were going to fine you $1,000. And I was like, well, wait a second. How do you know if I've smoked? What if the maid's in there smoking a cigarette? Or somebody previously did, and you think you smell smoke, you're going to blame me and get $1,000 from me? But they were serious about it. They were serious about hey, you got to sign this, because we've had people break this that are they're all non-smoking rooms, and you cannot smoke in the room, so you have to sign this. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David.
Hello, Kate. How are you, you gorgeous woman, you?
I'm good. How are you? What do you think about this whole smoking thing?
I think it's a crock of bullstein, as our friend George Russell would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, I smoke. And, you know, I think they're slowly but surely trying to take our constitutional rights away. You know, if they thought it was smoking, if smoking was bad for them, why did they invent the damn thing in the first place?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I mean,
well, because money, big money. That's why. There's a lot of money on the other end of that.
Okay, and now there's big money on the opposite side.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us smokers are not standing up for our rights. I won't stay in a hotel, and you know me. I go all over the United States. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, if they get me a non-smoking room, I'll say, look, if it's not a smoking room, you want me to step outside in the cold and freeze my ass up? Or freeze my, you know, butt off.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right.
But, you know, why am I going to go out there and freeze my buns off when I can go in my own private room and smoke? I mean, you can't smoke on buses anymore. You used to be able to smoke in the last three rows. And I drive a bus. I guarantee you, straight up, when there's nobody on that bus, I'm going to smoke on that bus if I have to go a long trip. I'm going to smoke on that bus. And there are things, they've got stuff out now where you can spray it, and it'll eliminate the odor of the smoke.
Really? So, okay, yeah. So there you go. If it takes it away, that solves the dilemma of the people who are getting pinched, oh, don't smoke here, don't smoke there.
Yeah, you know, in California, for instance, okay, in California, you go out to California, and you can't, if you have kids, you can't smoke in your car with your kids, even with the window down. You get a fine. I kid you not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, it's big money and activists that are doing this to us. And we need to stand up for our rights and say, look, get off my constitutional right. This is supposed to be a land of the free, not I'm as free as long as I pay.
Touche. You're right. Absolutely. And that's the thing.
It's kind of like the immigration thing, you know?
Yeah.
I just had a conversation not too long ago with somebody that was telling me that, you know, I'm paying taxes on my Social Security so that these illegals can come in, and they get money handed to them. They never wasn't born here in the United States. They come in here, and they get money handed to them, retirement money, money that we paid in. The money that goes into Social Security should go to the people that paid it in, not the people that come in and say, oh, well, you owe us money. These kids these days, too, you know, they're feeling entitled to a lot of stuff. And yeah, you can change the world, but come on, you know, you can't step on constitutional rights. And I'll guarantee you right now, I'll smoke. I got no problem with smoking in Central Park, at a beach, wherever.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a respectful smoker. Don't get me wrong. Right. If they don't smoke, that's fine. I'll go around the corner or whatever to smoke. I don't smoke in front of the door of the bus when it's open, when I'm sitting there waiting for people to get in. If I'm waiting for my people to get into my bus, I'll go around to the other side of the bus so that, you know, smoke doesn't go in the bus and they don't have a problem with it. But, you know, you got people at these on these charters that they don't want to even see you smoking.
Mm-hmm.
They see you smoking, they'll call, complain, and...
And that's it. Yeah, then you have to answer the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, David, some great points. Good call. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with what he's saying. That, and I am telling you, I'm not a smoker. If somebody, David and Paula had this in common. David in Texas, Paula in Kansas, they had in common their smoke. Both of them said that they're respectful of the people around them. Sure, there would probably be people that wouldn't be respectful of the people around them. But then you could take that to liquor. What about people that are rip-roaring drunk that are falling all over the place? You walk into a restaurant. There's a bar, and there's a restaurant. And someone's drunk and loud and falling down and whatever. You know, what do we then push it to alcohol? Well, let's see. It is a bar, so now it's not so much about driving drunk. I mean, yeah, we don't want anyone to drive drunk, and there are rules for that, and there's laws for that, and there should be, and you could get hauled off, and this can happen, and whatever, but there's a limit to your behavior in the bar, which is done anyway. I mean, if you were really just trashed out of your mind and screaming or doing something over the top, they would remove you anyway. Somebody would remove you from the restaurant. But you see what I'm saying? You can look to other things. The food deal, food taxes. You know, we know food's bad for us. If we want to eat bad food, if we want to eat vegetables and fruits for 2 months and pump weights and look fabulous and or whatever, that's what we want to do. And we do it. Beautiful. But the idea that you're telling everybody what to do, it's a slippery, slippery slope to go down. And then everybody who says, it's a, you know, great, because their number hasn't come up yet. It isn't their thing. They didn't smoke or they don't eat Doritos or chips or whatever, and they don't care about that. But you wait until it's something that hits them. I always say that. It's never a big deal until it's in your face, until it's in your backyard. That's why you have to be careful about regulations, future laws, that kind of thing. Ordinances that creeps in. This is take local government, not even big government. And that's the kind of thing, you live in Boston, you live in New York, that's that kind of thing where you get that going, and before you know it, a little of that Chicago creeps in, and they're going to tax you on soda and French fries. I just want to get a hamburger and fries. What if you could be the healthiest eater, once a month you get a greasy, crappy hamburger and French fries. And can you imagine if you had to pay triple on that or something? Yeah, you get my point. I mean, I know I'm stretching it, but you understand it. So, you can throw in your 2 cents at AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. There is a second part to this that I happened to read today. They're talking about, they've been doing a lot of, David talked about California, because California is really the place where, ooh, you smoke, everyone, they will just look at you. You get the glare. Smoking? This is California. Unless you're in, like, Fresno. You're a ranch hand somewhere, you're in Fresno. Somewhere in Central California, a little bit different. But not in San Francisco, not in Los Angeles, not in San Diego. So now they're talking about, in California, third hand smoke. We're already on to third hand smoke. Do you believe it? And they're saying that because smoke sticks around for a while, what happens is it'll be in the, if you're like in an apartment, it'll be in the carpets and the paint and all that sort of stuff. If somebody's smoking, it hangs around, and that's what they're calling. Somebody else comes into it. It's not secondhand smoke anymore. It's third hand smoke, and it's a slow process. They're trying to prove that it can hurt you. They're doing this research at Berkeley National Laboratory, and they have a chain-smoking machine that puffs on 8 cigarettes at a time, and they're testing various residue on things. Ugh, stay with us.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot.
Boy, it's going to be weird this week in our next show. You know, we're used to doing the nail the score thing, and we've been doing it since September. So this will be the first time we haven't had it. I'm certain that our technical maestro, Donovan Madsen, is like, phew, oh, no nail the score. What a relief. Yep, no nail the score this time around. I actually got a couple of emails. Is there going to be nail the score? Is there anything else that we can do? Yep, when it comes to basketball season, we get closer to the tournament, then, yes, we will do a nail the score then. But before that time, the answer is no. We will not be doing any kind of a fake nail the score. It so lends itself to football, and it's what we love, and all of you love it because you call in. It's rare that we have, even on a holiday. I was surprised. We still had, it was a big holiday. It was during the Christmas holidays. We had callers then. A little bit less than normal, but still had callers, and it just shows you, I know how much people like to throw their guests out there, and we'll do it when we get back into to March and March Madness, but no more football. And who knows if football's coming back? Collective bargaining agreement done March 4th. That's less than a month. Doesn't look like there's any kind of an agreement between the players and the owners, at least not yet. All right, let's re-rack for a second here because there's some things you might have missed. One, snowstorms that have slammed across the southeast. You may be listening to me in a place where you've gotten hit by the snow, and it's crazy what's happened in the last couple of weeks. And there's been snow off and on, and in the Midwest, I know people just chuckle over some of the reactions to the snow. But the areas that have been hit are not used to the temperatures, for one, and not used to the ice. In Texas, the ice storms, then a little bit of the snow that's thrown across, very strange. And there's winter weather advisories that are from Texas across to Virginia, and Kentucky's in the mix there. I know people are listening to us in Kentucky, and it goes across Illinois and Indiana. Some of you are probably listening to me in a truck right now, and you know what this is like. And, boy, truckers can, with the wind, you can really get it. And if you break down when you're a trucker and you got to wait and you got to, or somebody's helping you or whatever, it can be a long, long wait depending on where you are. So temperatures, freezing, rain, change to snow, accumulates on the roads, 1 to 2 inches could fall in some of the areas that I mentioned. You might have ice slush, you might have ice. It just depends. Icy slush or ice. I mean, pick your poison. And in Dallas, they had 1 to 3 inches, whatever the suburb was, and the temperatures were cold. And let me tell you, it's very strange to wake up to snow again and again. And you just say, wow, it doesn't snow here. It's not supposed to snow here. Where is this coming from? But that's what it's been like. And the temperatures, especially, the temperatures have been rough. So anyway, in re-racking, be careful out there if you're affected by these storms. You look at the weather map, it's pretty brutal. Even parts of Oklahoma got like 12 inches of the stuff, and you had terrible traffic jams along the interstates, and people had to be rescued. If you don't have to go out, this is the thing. If you don't have to go out, don't go out, because why? Why bother? I wouldn't want to go out. You don't have to go out. You do not have to brave it. If you work where they'll let you stay home, especially if you really have to do the whole interstate thing. In re-racking, this is a big deal. Besides the weather, and the weather affects us at all different areas at all different times. If we're talking about the summer, we'd be complaining about the heat and the fires and the mudslides and all that sort of stuff. But this made big news on the day, and it's going to continue to make news. In fact, in an earlier hour, this was our daily salute. But it was worth mentioning again, because I'll get a lot of emails from people asking me about Congresswoman Giffords. She's recovering the whole speaking thing, slowly but surely, I guess. Asked for toast the other day, started to say a couple of other things. She gets 6 hours of therapy every single day, including what they call aggressive speech therapy. So she's spoken a few words before, but now apparently she's chattering a lot more. And the ability to communicate is there. So the progress is truly amazing. This is just a month later, shot at point blank range, and somehow recovering from this, and with the speaking and some of these other things, these are all good signs. And this is big news because It doesn't matter where your political allegiances lie. Nobody's going to say that they don't want this woman to recover. And it's interesting to watch anything with a brain injury to see, because it's different for everyone. It's interesting to watch how fast she has progressed. All right, this guy isn't going anywhere but home. Congressman Christopher Lee, a Republican from New York, had to resign. Why? Because a report came out that he was trying to meet a woman on Craigslist. Here's some of the sort of details. He was cruising on Craigslist, must have been. A woman said, "What am I, chopped liver," basically. And he says, "No, and take a look at me," and says, "I'm a fit, fun, classy guy." Sends a picture of himself, says he's a lobbyist, says he's 39, which, of course, he wasn't 39. He was 46. And a congressman from New York, but he lists his weight, 190, like I said, the 6 feet tall, blonde, blue eyes, and they go back and forth a little bit. It comes out, and then he ends up resigning and saying that he regrets the harm that he did to his family, his staff, and his constituents, and he would try to win back their trust. But it's not going to matter because he's booted. He's gone. He's done. He's history because he resigned. The other big thing in politics is CPAC. And next year we'll go to CPAC. This year we didn't go to CPAC. We were in Washington for health, as you know. We were looking at both sides of health care, the Affordable Care Act, the pros and the cons. So CPAC, you have thousands of conservative activists, and there's talk show hosts there and whatnot. They're there for this convention. It's 3 days long. There's a lot of strategy sessions and networking, and really, it's the big show before the Iowa caucuses. And the would-be presidential contenders, a lot of them will talk to the conference. And then they do a straw poll. And everybody who's anyone's name is listed on there that you can possibly think of. The Romneys, the Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin will be on there. Newt Gingrich, Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. The possible contenders for 2012. And that's where somebody can start to get some buzz. It doesn't mean they're going to be the person, but they start to get a little bit of a buzz anyway. And you've got a bunch of conservative organizations that are there, like Family Research Council, Heritage Foundation, Concerned Women for America, are saying that they're boycotting the conference, and so are some of the others. And normally they would definitely be there. And what happened is there's been a nasty argument, and it started last year when they were talking about gay conservatives participating in it. And a lot of these groups didn't like that idea, said it didn't really fit with what the spirit of the three-day conference was. But what comes out of this, controversy aside, is more buzz over 2012. That's it. And if somebody has a really great speech, it might help them move into the spotlight a little bit more. And, you know, it might help them raise more money. So from that point of view, it's significant to anyone who wants to be president on the Republican side of things. A penny for your thoughts, not really, but you can send them to me at americatonight.net.